I call the cows all the time, but it's like.
So that's not part of your storytelling when you
it
do
it? It is. Like, I'll do, it's the opening. Like, it's kibosh, 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 kibosh.
How is it?
Kibosh, 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 kibosh.
It's time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero folks, and Lori Cuevas from Thomas Farm in Sunderland. Now, Lori is a farmer and also one of the storytellers at Field Notes, an afternoon of storytelling presented by CESA, hosted by me, a week from this Sunday at the Academy of Music. We've been profiling some of the different folks from all different strata of agriculture in our area who will be telling their stories. Lori, you have an interesting story that you will tell at Field Notes about losing a farm and regaining a farm. But in the interim, you went totally different than farming to the world of General Electric.
That's correct. After growing up on a farm, I ended up found my way to corporate America. And by chance, a friend put my resume in and they liked me. So.
And the resume was like, grew up on farm?
Yeah.
Can I come please go work for high tech industry?
References, three cows.
Yeah, right. I'm a gentle milker.
With the thing with companies like that, they generally know what kind of personality they want. So they pick out all those personality traits and then they train you. So the training is intense. It's a big.
What did you do for GE?
I was in marketing. So I marketed engineering thermoplastics.
How does one do that? These are the best thermoplastics, everyone.
Ever. Best ever. Well, it was things like everything to CDs. Like CDs was one of our big markets.
Ah.
So I got to travel to all those customers and go across the country. I did all kinds of interesting things. I stayed at beautiful hotels. I met really, really important people. But I will tell you this. So every time I met someone and I shook their hand, generally, because it's generally a male-dominated industry.
Yeah.
And I would shake their hands and my hands were always rougher than the guy's hands.
Lifelong milking.
Reminded me that I was a farmer no matter what. Every hand I shook reminded me that I was still a farmer.
So what's the farm you ended up at? Where are you now?
So now I'm at Thomas Farm in Sunderland.
And you brought a bunch of cheese. Tell me about these cheeses.
I brought you cheese. The other week, there's Gouda, and then I brought cheese curds, which are the newest cheese we've been making. They're hugely popular. They've been doing well.
I got to tell you a story about this. Gala tasting State Street last year for wine tasting. All of the wine snobs almost spent more time going back into the grocery side to get more.
That was you. It was all of us.
I'm going to bring these to them when I taste with them today. And we'll be all over the moon. They're going to be so excited to have these cheese curds again. They're amazing. They have a squeak to them when you eat them that it's unbelievable.
Well,
I can't wait.
Let me just tell you, they're even more dangerous when they're warm and they're in the vat and I've just salted them and I'm by myself. And no one's looking.
I'm coming over.
Don't do this alone at home.
Tell me about your Chev, which is always goat cheese, right?
Yeah, Chev is goat cheese. Mm-hmm. That's right. The type of goats we have are Nubian goats, and they don't give the most milk, but they actually have super components for milk. So they have high fat content in their milk and protein, and they make the most beautiful milk. It really is wonderful. The Chev we just got an award. We just got a ribbon in the mail, and we entered a national goat cheese competition, and it was second. So second in the nation goat cheese.
Yay. Right here in Sunderland, Massachusetts.
So we're very excited.
We have the goat as a quarterback and second best goat as a cheese. And you also do have a cow named Tom Brady, right?
It's true. Oh, it's a bull, actually. Steer. My father's steer.
Yeah. Next year, you got to name a goat Tom Brady.
You got it.
Okay. Lori Cuevas, who went from being on a farm to working for General Electric to coming back to a farm to make cheese. You were talking about meeting fancy people and staying in fancy hotels. Which life do you prefer?
I'm a farmer.
Through and through.
Completely. No doubt. I can't drive by a field of dirt without worshiping it. I love the dirt. I mean, especially in the Pioneer Valley. I grew up in the Berkshires. It's different out there. We actually grow rocks where I come from. We grow and a lot of them, big ones.
Good rocks.
Yeah, really nice rocks.
That's what I did on the dairy farm in Norway is I harvested the rocks. I was so skilled.
Me too. So that's what you do before you plant a field of corn out there. You actually go out and pick rocks. But here, the first time I ever ran my tiller through the soil here, it didn't jump out of the soil and nothing happened. And I was like, what's going on here? And it's so beautiful. And there are tractors driving down the road all the time, too, and those giant sprayers. And someday I'm going to drive one of those, just so you guys know. It's my goal. I have, like, small goals, but I just want to drive those giant sprayers. It's like Mad Max or something.
Oh, yeah, it's crazy.
So I think if there's anyone out there who does have a giant sprayer tractor,
you've heard a
woman who deserves it to be fulfilled.
Yeah, she worked for GE. She's responsible. Yeah. Well, we're glad to have you back on the farm, and we're really excited to hear the story of sort of how you got off the farm in the first place and back to the farm at Field Notes, Sunday, November 18th, starting at 2 p.m., Academy of Music. It's an afternoon of storytelling. Hosted by CESA and by me. You can find out more and get tickets, links to tickets at buylocalfood.org.